Now, in verse 3, you find here a contrast to the Lord Jesus Christ, because there's no counterpart of this of Aaron's priesthood in Christ. Verse 3, and by reason thereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. Now, you'll recall on the great day of atonement that Aaron first brought a sacrifice and took the blood in for his sins. The sin question settled. But there is no antitype in Christ. Christ didn't have to make an offering for himself. He made his offering for you and for me. And we've already looked at verse 4, but let me read it again. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So that we have here the fact that he is the priest because he is acceptable to God. Now, verse 5. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And now here is another verse that makes it abundantly clear that the begetting here hasn't anything to do with Bethlehem, has everything to do with the garden there near Calvary, where he was buried. That's his resurrection, that he was begotten from the dead, because, you see, his priesthood began when he went back to heaven, and that speaks of his resurrection. Now, verse 6, as he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, the order of Aaron is not adequate to set before us the priesthood of Christ. So our Lord is not a high priest in the order of Aaron, although Aaron is the type and Christ the antitype. But Christ is a son, again, and Aaron is just a servant. But what about this man Melchizedek? I want to spend just a moment looking at Melchizedek. Who is he? Well, he's mentioned back in the book of Genesis, and the only historical record that we have of him is in the 14th chapter of Genesis, and it was when Abraham was returning from that war in which he recovered all of the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah, including Lot, and he also brought back all the booty. And the king of Sodom met him and made him quite an offer that he could have all the booty. And this man Abraham was under some temptation, I'm sure, at that time. He turned it all down. But why? Verse 18, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram, of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hands, and he gave him tithes of all. And Abraham gave a tenth to the king of Salem here. And as king of Salem, he's king of peace, and he's also king of righteousness. And he walks out on the page of Scripture out of nowhere. I don't know where he came from. And he walks off the same way, and I don't know where he went to. And there's no other mention of him. That is, historically. Now, over in Psalm 110, we have the prophecy of Melchizedek. There's coming one that's going to be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. All right, Hebrews now gives us the explanation. It gives us the interpretation of Melchizedek. Now, there's some very wonderful expositors that think that Melchizedek is the pre-incarnate Christ that met him. Well, I can't accept that, and I'll tell you why. Because the Lord Jesus is a type of Melchizedek. And my feeling is that the antitype could not be the type, or you wouldn't have a type. Therefore, Melchizedek, I interpret him as being a human being. He was king of Salem, walks out on the page of Scripture and walks off, and there are those that think that he's the pre-incarnate Christ. Frankly, the two men that I have been, I suppose, blessed in my ministry as much as any other two would be Dr. G. Campbell Morgan and Dr. Louis Sperry Chafer. Both of them believed he was the pre-incarnate Christ. Now, you'd be in good company if you took that position. And if you follow me, you may not be in good company. But, of course, if you want to be right, well, you'd want to come along with me, I'm sure. Now, I just believe that he's given to us by Moses, and God guarded the type here. He just walks out of nowhere, and he walks into nowhere. He had no beginning or ending of days. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the beginning and the end. He's Alpha and Omega. He started it all and he ends it all. He's the Amen. He is the one who is the eternal God. So he has no beginning or ending, you see. And we have a priest like that. It's after Melchizedek. And we're going to get the interpretation here in this epistle of the Hebrews.